Radiotopia.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear Diary.
Sixth grade.
February 14th.
1991.
I am really depressed.
How could she break up with me?
Mom, you can't read this.
Dear Maria, today was awesome. I went skating. Kyle Bear was there. He's really nice. Kind of shy, too. Anyway, a couple skated with him. I think I want to ask him out. There's only one problem between us. Age. See, the problem is, I'm in sixth grade, and he's in fourth. But it doesn't really matter. I still like him.
The only thing that rivals the euphoria of being in your first relationship is the agony when it ultimately hits the skids.
Dear Maria, Kyle dumped me. I got dumped by a fourth grader. I'm so depressed. We barely went out for a month. He didn't even tell me. I had to find out for myself. That's even more depressing. Every time I hear Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi, I get happy and then I remember the awful truth.
From PRX and Radiotopia, this is the Mortified Podcast. I'm Neil. Today we present our handy guide for getting over heartbreak, with tales of kids who learn that breaking up is hard, almost as hard as sleeping on a bed of nails. Sorry. Yes, it's the incredibly ridiculous ways we try to overcome that first brush with soul-crushing rejection.
And I don't need any of this! I don't need this stuff! I don't need you. I don't need anything except this. The ashtray and these matches and the remote control and the paddle ball.
And for many teenagers, the breeding ground for disastrous short-lived romances is sleepaway camp.
I met this guy and we were camp dating. And he was American and he loved that I was British. So it was this first hot holiday romance I'd ever had. All the other campers thought we were the cutest thing ever. I thought we were the cutest thing ever.
At 15, Taisy Surface was convinced her first summer romance was going so well that it had a chance to become much more. Until she found out her boyfriend had another woman back home.
What I was convinced of was that this man was madly in love with me and that whoever the other girl in New York was, he was going to break up with for me. Instead, he came back and I was very like, oh, so what happened with you two? Are you together? And he just gave me that look and he goes, I'm sorry, Taisy. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. That's okay. I'm cool.
Sure, in public, Taisy seemed cool with it. But just below the surface, her blood was already boiling.
It was my first rejection, like blatant rejection. I didn't fight for him or anything like that. It was like I had so many emotions I hadn't expressed, so I needed to write a play about it.
Here's Taisy sharing the play she wrote to get over her first big breakup. And joining her on stage to play the guy who broke her heart is none other than the actor who broke plenty of hearts amongst our listeners back in the 90s.
Thought I saw a poster of me, but it's just a mirror.
Boy Meets World star, Ryder Strong.
For
through torrents of tears, I ran back to my cabin crying, crying, crying. And through snot, I wrote a four-page play about how I wish the conversation would have gone. Hi.
Hi.
How was New York?
It was good.
Yes?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't.
No, I really... I have to say this.
I can't listen.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've just known her for longer. I've known her for longer than I've known you.
Known her for longer?
Yes.
I understand.
You do?
Yes.
I was afraid you'd get upset and scream and hit me or something. I thought you'd, like, break my arm.
No.
You know, you're a very special girl, Rita.
I am.
Yes. You're beautiful and intelligent. You make me laugh. You like watching sports, going out to bars, hanging out with the guys. You're fun.
Fun?
It's just that me and Sandra, we've known each other for a while now. We're similar, you know?
Similar. Yes.
She's East Coast. I'm East Coast. We like the same food. We like the same people. We're into the same things. I feel so bad, though.
You do?
Yes, I do. Do you know what a hard decision this has been? I probably shouldn't tell you this, but there I was in bed with Sandra, the virgin, about to deflower the girl, when suddenly Purple Rain came on. The same song that we did stuff to all the time. I mean, that was so screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our fucking song, you know? So before I did the deed, I had to get up, go all the way over to the radio and put off the music. And then Sandra asked me why, because she said she wanted her first time to be to music. And I was like, oh, shit. So I put it to another station, and it was Celine Dion, who she kind of likes. Jesus, my whole night was ruined after that.
Was it?
I really did not want to hurt you by telling you all of this, but I know I can be truthful with you.
Yes.
I feel so guilty, though, telling you all this. I guess I'm screwed up. I care about you still, though.
You think what, Brad?
I don't know. I think I once maybe...
Loved me? Is that what you want to say, Brad? Is that what you fucking want to say?
Well, I...
You asshole, you fucking asshole.
But I meant it.
Fuck you, Brad. Fuck you. You could just go fuck yourself.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
I know I'm an asshole.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you fucking are. You spend 5 nights in a hotel with her. You never even think about phoning me to say, hey, baby, maybe it just isn't gonna work out. No warning, no words, just a fucking passionate kiss in your car to say goodbye and I'll make up my mind when I get back. Well, surprise, surprise, the girl you spent 5 intense days with is your choice. She's an idiot anyway.
Hey, don't call
you me. Shut up. After the shit you put me through, I deserve to talk.
Yes, you do. You're right.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe I've been so stupid.
I know. I fucked up. I know.
I mean, what the hell? Sandra?
Yes, her.
I mean, it's gross. It's gross. When I say your name together, you guys sound like you could start a fucking dating agency. Bradford and Sandra for all you sexually repressed white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who are looking for a partner.
Huh?
Sandra! Sandra, the fuck fucking nerdy girl with a twitch.
Yeah, I know.
The most unsexy thing to hit the planet Earth.
Yes.
The girl who walks funny.
Yes, you're right, I know.
What do you mean I'm right?
You're right.
You mean to tell me you know you're seeing, pardon me, fucking a girl that's unattractive?
Yes.
You're screwing a dork with a twitch and a funny walk. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess I just like her, you know, I like her personality.
Her personality?
Yes.
What kind of man are you?
Look, I made my decision, and Sandra and I have known each other for a long time, so I'm gonna stick with her. Twitch and walk and everything. I think it's cute.
I shouldn't have cheated on Mike. Okay, let me just make something clear at this point. I didn't have another boyfriend. I just put Mike in there because I thought it made me look cooler. To myself.
After the rejection, as I was dealing with seeing him around for a whole month, and I was just trying to be British and stiff upper lip the whole time, and flirting with as many boys as I could, even though I didn't care about any of them, and then otherwise going to that frickin' play and just polishing it so that I didn't go psycho on him and shout at him or hit him. In a teenage way, rewriting it and expressing yourself so that you can keep your sense of sanity is definitely delusional. It's delusional, but it's healthy. Delusion, because sometimes we need delusion, whether it's at 15 or at 35.
Sorry.
It's all right. Guess I have to find a new guy now.
Yeah.
It'll be fun going on dates again.
Yeah, you'll have fun.
Or maybe I'll just play the field like a man. I think I might do that.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah. Even better, maybe I should just get laid tonight.
What?
Well, since you had your bit of fun in New York, I'm going to have my fun tonight in the wonderful state of Rhode Island. How does that sound? I'll have sex with a tall, dark, and handsome stranger. Someone who's amazing in bed.
Oh.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Not jealous?
No, of course not. It's your decision.
Good.
Does Bradford and Sandra really sound like a dating agency for wasps?
The end. Thank you to Ryder Strong. And I said the end, but there's a little epilogue to this. It turns out I couldn't rewrite history, but years later, Brad did contact me on Facebook. And he came to visit me in LA, but I had a boyfriend at the time, so this time it was my turn to turn him down.
In the face of a breakup, Tazy tried to get creative. But sometimes rejection can feel so harsh that not even writing a passive-aggressive play can help you heal. Sometimes a more therapeutic approach is required.
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
As a sophomore in high school, Stephanie Brown spent months trying to get close to her crush. At first, all was going according to plan. They became friendly, they spent time together. There was even a glimmer of hope that things could go further. And then came the new year.
January 1st, 2000. Dear Danny, wow, first entry of the new millennium, that's pretty cool. Well, sorry, but it won't be a very happy one. I didn't get my hopes up about Jake because he doesn't even like me anymore. And it's really great that he couldn't tell me himself either. I had to hear it from Karen, who heard it from Hope. So somewhere in all this, the ball dropped and we changed years. What a depressing way to do it.
Though they never did become boyfriend and girlfriend, Stephanie was suddenly coping with a rejection that felt just as bad as any breakup. Because how do you get over a relationship that only happened in your mind in the first place? To cope with that heartache, she created her own self-help system, and she called it
GAB, which stands for Girls Are Better. It was a club in the very loosest sense of the term. that my friends and I came up with to support each other as single women who definitely didn't care what boys thought of us. We made mixtape for each other mostly that depended heavily on Dixie Chicks and Destiny's Child songs, obviously. But the most important societal contribution the Gab made to the world was the Gab 12-step system, which you may have guessed is based loosely on the AA 12-step program, which I'm guessing we learned about from television. When rigorously followed, the Gab 12-step system helps a girl afflicted with a broken heart get over her crush. So obviously, when Jake crushed my heart, my friends immediately put me on the program. So as a favor to you all, let me walk you through the system in case any of you out there are suffering currently. Step one, admit you have a problem. Obviously. The first step to solving a problem is admitting it, so just say it, mean it. As in, hi, I'm Fania, and I'm a Jakeaholic. Number two, get rid of any item that reminds you of your crush. Obtain all mementos you gather during the course of your crush and put them in a shoebox. Pick a Gab gal buddy and give the box to her to keep. You cannot obtain any of these until further notice. I mean it. Number three, make a list of your crush's bad qualities. There will be a minimum of 28 reasons. These must be typed, double-spaced, and in font 12. Just kidding, but you do need a significant number of reasons. Number five, don't talk about your crush for an entire day. Should you utter his title, your fellow Gab members are entitled to hit you on the arm. Number six, Burning Festival. You and your buddy, whoever is holding your shoebox in step two, will take a memento you saved, then, with a witness, you will burn it completely. Just be sure to take proper precautions. Have a water supply nearby. The Gab does not support fire of any sort. So the first six steps are mostly about like ridding yourself of the negative energy of your crush. And then the final steps are about empowering yourself and getting in touch with your inner goddess. Number eight, sleepover. Have a sleepover. Eat popcorn, watch movies, make each other over, go on walks, whatever. Just have 100% testosterone-free time. Like most of our time was already 100% testosterone-free. Number nine, boy hunting. Go on an outing and find cute boys. Flirt with them, get phone numbers, but promote your femininity security level. Number 10, write a short story, poem, or critical analysis. Critical, I don't know what a critical analysis means. Of your crush, making note of why it wouldn't work, why you are queen of the world, and why he doesn't deserve you. Number 11, closure. Here, an amazing feat must be performed. This feat must prove to a panel of Gab judges that you are, in fact, over your crush. And finally, number 12, a ceremony shall be held in your honor. Certificates, cake, and punch will be served.
According to Stephanie, she eventually did graduate the Gab 12-step system, and it actually did help her get over her crush. When she was done, her friends presented her with the following Certificate of Achievement. And here to read that certificate is our resident thespian and breaker of hearts, Ryder Strong.
This certifies that Stephanie Brown is awarded for her outstanding achievement and dedication performed towards accomplishing her goal, getting that jackass jerk totally out of her mind and body, freshening herself for a much more worthy piece of meat. Congratulations, Stephanie!
And this concludes our handy guide to coping with breakups, where we learned it sucks to get dumped, but it really sucks when you get
dumped by a fourth grader.
And if you or someone you know are going through a breakup right now, good news. You'll be happy to know that our brand new book, My Mortified Life, A Guided Journal, makes for an excellent recovery tool. My Mortified Life has hundreds of writing prompts that make self-reflection fun. So take a break from stalking your ex on Instagram and treat yourself to a book that will help you find out why you are the way you are. Who knows, you might even discover you've been falling for the same kind of person since you were 13. Find My Mortified Life on Amazon or ask your local bookstore. And speaking of books, you should listen to Ryder Strong's fantastic podcast, Literary Disco, a literary talk show for the book nerd in all of you. Find it at literarydisco.com. To see Stephanie's certificate, check out her Instagram at Mortified Show this week. As always, all the childhood writings heard in today's episode were shared with no embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness. As many of you know, the Mortified Podcast is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, which is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. And thanks to AdZerk for providing their ad-serving platform to Radiotopia. If your company would like to support our podcast too, we'd love that. Email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Our podcast production team for this episode includes Hadley Dion, Dave Nadelberg, and myself, Neil Katcher. Stories are produced for the stage by Shay DeGrandis, Annette Ferrara, and Ann Jensen-Smith. Music by Gordon Bash, Alex Burke, Adam Smith, The Angel, Zoe Rose Palladino, and Snake, Snake, Snakes. Big thanks to Lance Roberts Studios, Nick Atkins, and of course, Ryder Strong, and all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we're fragile. Hold on a second. Hello? Honey? What? What do you mean you're leaving me? I'm in the middle of recording.
Oh my God! Why me?